Welcome to Daytime Confidential, brought to you by TV Fan Online, your one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. My name is Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's special episode, we do a top five ranking of our this week, at least. It's our top five recasts, where I'll be naming mine, Lisa will be naming hers, and we might have a little bit of debate in between. Ladies first.
Oh, of course. Well, in absence of a lady, I'll go.
Okay.
Sorry about that. My number five recast is, and drumroll please, Devenda Sherwood, who plays Lily Winters, well, currently plays Lily Winters, on The Young and the Restless.
Oh, man. You make this hard. How are we going debate? How are we going to debate when I agree with you on such a great character?
Well,
I mean, great actress.
It's also a little hot-button topic right now on the net.
Yeah.
I mean, she's being replaced by her... She's being recast with her recast.
The original... The character is being recast by the original portrayer of the character.
And I hated that version of Lily. Nothing against the actress. She was just doing what she was told. But she was written as a valley girl. She was written as very immature. And then Devetta has really just soaked this character, Lily Winters, as Drew's little girl.
Oh, yeah.
And
like,
I love that.
These two as mother and daughter. There is, like, it's like someone who adopts a child, and then the child looks exactly like them. I mean...
Yeah.
It's
and Devetta
excellent.
Does those little things, too. Like, she would put her hand on her hip and jut her hip out like Drew does. I mean, just little things like that that made me just smile and my heart sing and go, thank you for being on the show. But, you know, as of November 4th, she will be gone. Sorry,
and,
spoiler alert, she will be gone.
And now we know this is a huge controversy over the internet, and it's probably one of the biggest ones that Young and the Restless has had in recent years. I mean, well, okay, excluding John. But,
yes.
I mean, other than John's death, this whole recast with the original has gotten so many fans upset. And if you want to learn more about it, you go to TVFanOnline.com/daytime. And then you go down and you scroll down, and our bold and the beautiful columnist, Beverly, has written a great profile of the entire thing, and you can find out all about it at TVFanOnline.com/daytime.
.com, by the way.
Oh, yeah, TVFanOnline.com/daytime. Forgive
me. Luke, well, that's okay. just this once, though. But, Luke, who is your number five?
My number five is someone who I know you absolutely adore.
Here's sarcasm.
My number five is Young and the Restless, Judith Chapman as Gloria Fisher Abbott.
Ooh.
Now, before, give me a chance to explain.
I will let you.
This woman has come in the last, what, year, 2 years?
Yes.
She took over a role portrayed by, that was short time portrayed by another actress. Who some people liked better. But to me, when you're talking about Valley Girls like Lily, that actress seemed like a Valley Girl actress to me. Judith Chapman, as Gloria Fisher Abbott, is, to me, the Devita of the Fisher Abbott family. This woman has come in there. She has taken... I mean, how often do you find an actress who comes on... I've never seen her in daytime before. I don't know if she has been, but I've never seen her in daytime before... How often do you have someone who can come in, hold their own against veterans, like the actors who portray Jack, who portray Victor, who portray Michael Baldwin, Kevin Fisher, all these people? This woman has come in there. She has fought her way through the things as the character. She's portrayed it, and she's the intensity in which she portrays Gloria Fisher Abbott. She is my guilty pleasure. Now, I know you hate it. You hate her with a passion.
Oh,
but...
very much. It's not the actress I hate, by the way.
Well,
so
I know.
I can't really debate your actress choice because, and by the way, she's been on a lot of soaps. Accomplished actress.
Well, this is when you come in with the Reagan response of
exactly.
You fault my youth and inexperience.
Well, I can't help it. You're a youngin', and I'm an oldie.
Okay,
so
we'll just forget
that
fact.
She's been on One Life to Live. She's been on Days of Our Lives. She's done tons of guest spots on, like, MacGyver and Matlock and Murder, She Wrote. You know, all those really good shows. She was even in a couple of movies. But anyways, what my point is that she's an experienced actress. She knows what she's doing. It's the character I can't stand. She has infiltrated the show. She and the rest of the Fisher Baldwins have just taken over the show. But I cannot fault your choice because a lot of people do like her. I just hate her.
But see, to me, it's like, I don't even see how, like, I mean, maybe, okay, maybe I will say this. You and I probably disagree on this character as well, but many All My Children fans do not like Crystal as Adam's wife or anything that has to do with the Chandlers, and they call her some very unpleasant names.
Quack.
Now listen, since when did Affleck become our sponsor?
Quack. Quack. Crystal with a K. She's the one who started it.
If before Affleck ever comes along and hires us as decides to advertise with us, I mean, seriously, you should not be
TV
uttering.
TV Fan Online does not advocate Affleck in any way.
Exactly. I mean,
but go ahead.
I could see where your point is, from that context, where you might think that she's infiltrated in much the same way that Crystal, some would say, that Crystal has on All My Children. However,
if you want to read my thoughts about Crystal, please tune into. Go ahead.
I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like, if this character is one that you, if you're a new viewer and you're wanting someone that's really good to watch, you need to check out Judith Chapman as Gloria Fisher Abbott on Young and the Restless. So who's your number four?
Well, thank you for changing the subject. Okay, another soon-to-be-departed actor.
Come on. What are you doing to these people? What are you doing?
I don't know. It's my fault, isn't it?
Yes,
because
it is.
If I like them, they're going to be let go. So maybe I should like Judith Chapman. Anyways.
Now.
My number four is Dan Gauthier, who plays Kevin Buchanan on One Life to Live.
Now, see, I just don't see it, but I'll let you get to that.
Okay. A, he's hot. Okay? He's gorgeous. B, he can act. C, he has off-the-charts chemistry. I know you disagree with this. Off-the-charts chemistry with Kelly. But who doesn't really with Heather Tom? Heather Tom rocks. C, he's funny. I've read interviews. I've seen him on Soap Talk. He is so funny and just charismatic. They have written Kevin into a corner, written him to just be this heartless jerk when that's not what he is. That's not Kevin, and that is not Dan Gauthier. Dan Gauthier shines in scenes with Trevor St. John, who plays Todd. He had a little flingy, not really a fling, but a flirtation with Evangeline, and they were hot. And I hate Evangeline. Okay, write in. I hate Evangeline, okay? He had
everybody write Lisa. Do not write me about that. Write
yes,
Lisa
sorry.
At intempo
That'll
at tvfanonline.com.
And I hate Evangeline. And he smoked with her. He is wonderful and gorgeous. And he is a core character. That kid was born on this soap. And he is a Buchanan. And they're getting rid of him. It drives me crazy. But we can keep Spencer. We can keep Paige. But Kevin Buchanan has to go. No.
Now, let me play devil's advocate for a little bit.
Please do.
First of all, this is a character, if I'm not mistaken, that has been recast. Like, I was looking it up the other day, and it seemed it's possible like 10 or 12 times. There have been 10.
This is the 11th.
Okay, 11 times that the character of Kevin has been recast, which means, first of all, that you do not have to worry. More than likely, this character will come back. Secondly, I am a sporadic One Life to Live watcher. Because of this podcast, I do tune in more than I used to. But okay. Still, to me, I'm not doubting any of your personal attributes and commendations of him. But to be ranked as a top five recast, I can think of so many other people who would rank
like
up there.
Like Judith Chapman?
Exactly. I mean, this is a woman.
You're a lunatic.
She's made her mark. It could be argued Maybe. That as the 11th recast that he is not. And I know those are fighting words, but it could be argued. And I'm all of a sudden going to get attacked in all the forums.
Yeah, oh yes, because I will find you.
Yeah, and Jeff will too.
Yes, and Jeff will get you. But who is your number four?
My number four, and I have a very hard time believing you'll find anything negative to say about my number four pick, is As the World Turns, Martha Byrne as Lily Snyder. I mean,
you mean Emmy winning?
Yes, Emmy winning. If I'm not mistaken, multi-Emmy winning. Didn't she win it? She's only won it once?
No, yes. She did win it for Younger Actress, so yes, too. Okay. Right.
See, I'm not all that stupid.
Look at you.
I may be young, but I'm not entirely stupid.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Well, if you're not watching As the World Turns and don't know a single thing about this character, Lily Snyder comes from a core family of As the World Turns. Or she's married into one, depending on how you want to look at it, either or both.
Both.
And she, you would never know that she is a recast. This woman, I mean, when she won the Emmy most recently, it was when she was playing twins, and I still say that it was a mistake to kill off Rose, which was her second character.
They should have killed off Lily.
Well, see, and
if they had to have one of them die, Lily should have gone.
And I actually agree with you on that, because when
what?
I know, alert the media, but when both of them were on, when both characters were on, Lily was always my least favorite character.
Right.
Because Rose had something. I mean, there was more dimension to that character.
But
however,
she sparkled.
However, since Rose's departure, the character of Lily, in my opinion, has had such a transformation and growth from where she was at that time to now that not only is she one of the best recasts, well, she's obviously number four on my list. And folks, if you do not believe how much time we spent going through and picking out these things, we went to a site whose name shall not be mentioned, and went through all the records and everything and to figure out recasts. And I learned some people who I didn't realize were recasts, but let me tell you, it was time consuming. So to make it onto our top five lists, we started with lists that were probably in the 10s or 20s of people. To narrow them down to five is not easy. So to make it onto this list, I mean, Lily, yeah, exactly.
But so many people, like you said, did not know Martha Byrne was a recast. And that's how much she has infiltrated and made this role her own.
Well, not only that, but I mean, not only that, but they recently did, and I'm going to get in trouble with the As the World Turns fans for this, but because I'm misremembering the ages, but As the World Turns, Mike's going to kill me. As the World Turns just celebrated what? Its 50th?
50th year.
And in the profiles for that 50th, Martha Byrne was recognized as one of the leading ladies of that show and considered to be soap opera royalty. If you are not checking out this woman on As the World Turns, you need to be.
Yes, she's very good. Well, I will go to my number three on that note.
Three's a charm.
Speaking of infiltrating a role and making it her own, if you quibble with me on this podcast is over.
Oh, is it? Excuse me, but I'm the person who hits the record and not record button, so it can last as long as I want it.
But, see, that's how confident I am that you're going to agree with this.
Okay.
My number three is Gina Tognoni, who plays Dinah Marler on Guiding Light.
Well, see, okay, first of all, I can't comment on that one just because I didn't know who was on it before.
But
because I didn't watch
the show.
Love
her in that
role. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, once again, for those Guiding Light fans who have never watched the show, if you want a couple that is sort of reminds you sort of Leo and Greenlee, then you'd need to be tuning into Guiding Light for Dinah and Mallet.
Well, when they're together.
Yeah, but.
And he's not flirting with his goddaughter.
Okay, we're getting off track. We're getting off track.
But Dinah Marler is amazing. She is. Gina has Emmy winner for Best Supporting Actress of 2005.
Exactly.
Just shines. She is She shows her vulnerability, her toughness, her layers, her complex nature in every scene she's in. And she is fun. That is the bottom line. She shows all of those layers while being fun. She doesn't take herself too seriously. She is the best recast on that show ever, in my opinion. And I've watched this show for a long time, Guiding Light. There's a long time. Hey, I'm not that old. You know, I've ridden a dinosaur too, but I'm not that old.
Did you meet Fred Flintstone?
I married Fred Flintstone. He's so cute. Anyways, Gina is wonderful. And when I saw her as Kelly on One Life to Live, I liked her just fine. But I didn't think she had the chops to play Dinah. And boy, was I wrong. Because the girl who played Dinah, Wendy Moritz, did such a great job showing the vulnerability and the evilness beneath it all. Gina brings the vulnerability, but the need and the want to be better, especially after her father's died. Please, if you watch Guiding Light, or if you don't, tune into Guiding Light and watch Gina Tognoni. That's how good she is. All right, who's your number three, Luke?
My number three is someone who I did not know as a recast. And I don't know if it's the fact that my memory fails me, or if it was the fact that I, even though I've been watching this show longer than any other show, I wasn't paying close enough attention. But Days of Our Lives, Lauren Coslow as Kate Roberts, is my number three pick. Hands down, that woman. Okay, Sammy is my all-time favorite character on Days of Our Lives, and one of my all-time favorite characters. But there would be no Sammy that she is now without Kate. And Sammy versus Kate, and as portrayed by Lauren Coslow, if you have not watched Days of Our Lives and you want to know anything about it, Sammy versus Kate is better than Sammy versus Carrie.
Oh, very and much so.
Lauren Coslow's portrayal of Kate Roberts is something that should, I mean, oh, I just.
Did you just have to say this because you like her, because you like this show so much?
Well, I love Days of Our Lives for Sammy and Lucas, and I've always loved Kate versus Sammy. I have had a little bit of a falling out with Days of Our Lives prior to Sheffer's return, but I'm going to be definitely tuning in. But this woman has made Kate Roberts her own and is definitely something that you want to tune into.
All right. Okay.
Do you not disagree?
Well, a year ago I would have, because Lauren struck me as the typical soap actress, the pose, the blinking of the eyes, the deep sighs, the talking to herself. She struck me as just the typical, you know, bad soap actress.
How long have you been watching Days of Our Lives?
Well, here's my point. When the writing started to improve, look at there, so did Lauren. So I have to eat my words a little bit. I have to eat a little crow. She has grown very much. Oh. And when the writing improved, so did she. She has shown so much more depth. And when she and Sammy go at it, that's the best. Because Carrie...
There's only one thing on Days of Our Lives that rivals Sammy and Kate versus Kate. And that is Kate versus Vivian Alamein. And Hogan Sheffer, if you are listening to this podcast, I am putting in a request for Vivian Alamein to return. Because, if you're going to be redoing this show and bringing it back to where it needs to be, we need Vivian Alamein back. Okay, completely off the thing. Sorry about that. Get back to it. What's your number two?
Okay, fine. Well, my point is, to wrap up Lauren... I agree with it now because she has grown so much in the past year and grown past the whole Roman Sammy hate thing. And I really like her now.
Do not be under illusions. Kate will always hate Sammy.
That's how I defined her. And now she's moved past that. And I like her as on her own now. That's what I meant.
Okay.
My number two, another person who a lot of people did not realize was a recast is Peter Bergman. Who plays Jack Abbott on The Young and Restless.
Okay.
What do you think?
What do I think? You have to tell me more.
Well, he was originally played, Jack Abbott was originally played by Terry Lester. And as a young'un that you are, You won't remember him.
No, because this Jack is the only Jack I've ever known.
Right. Well, he's been playing it for, 15 years, but he's still technically a recast. Terry Lester was a very sexual, very charismatic man. So when they said that Cliff from All My Children was coming over to play Jack, I was kind of surprised and kind of hesitant to enjoy him.
Did he used to... Okay, this is completely off the topic and shows my lack of knowledge and long-term history of All My Children, but did he used to play Jackson?
No, he played Cliff Warner.
Okay.
And he married a Palmer's daughter, Nina. And you're just getting them mixed up because they looked a lot alike back then with the hair swoop and everything.
The
Jack
swoop?
Recently cut his hair. The swoop's gone. Well, anyways, he has, he swings from justifiable anger to just blatant evilness. Like when Victor had the heart attack at his feet and he stepped over his body and just walked away. That is one of my favorite soap moments of all time. Because Peter Bergman made it work. And his anger when he found out Phyllis and Nick were having an affair. Oh, if he's not nominated for an Emmy, there's foul play. He was riveting.
See, and I don't think he has a chance at an Emmy this year, but that's just
no, there's so many good performances this year, but just the nomination would be enough. I don't think he'll win it, because I know who's going to win the Emmy this year.
Oh, you do?
We both do.
Pray tell.
It's between Eric Braeden and Tony Geary. It always is. Tony Geary's always in, but Eric Braeden, who plays Victor on The Young and the Restless, probably has this wrapped up because of his epilepsy.
Well, I will say this for your pick. It was a very good pick because I'm not sure, once again, not sure it's worth top five, but I will say this for your pick. I will say this for your pick.
The multiple Emmy winner, Luke.
Yeah, well...
For this role?
Yeah, well, there are, many multiple Emmy winners in daytime. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. When it comes... My standard in soaps is I always love corporate battles, and no one does corporate battles better than Young and the Restless with Victor versus Jack. And I can... If I've tuned out for a while, the moment I turn on a TV and Young and the Restless is on and it's Victor versus Jack, I'm immediately back in. So okay. I will say this, in order to do that, you have to have a character, you have to have an actor who can portray a character who can do that, and Jack does do that.
Right, and Victor would eat anyone else alive, and in the scene, Eric Braeden would eat them alive, but Bergman stands up and is able to play off Braeden as a semi-equal. So, go ahead, what's your number two?
I have a number two which, reportedly, is very controversial.
Oh, yes.
Because the original actor... I personally prefer the recast over the original.
Uh-oh.
And One Life to Live fans, you're going to hate me for saying this, but as of now, Trevor St. John as Todd Manning is Todd Manning. There was no Todd Manning before Trevor St. John. And you can send the emails, the hate emails, whatever. But there was no Todd before Trevor St. John.
Send the hate emails to Luke at tvfanonline.com.
Which, actually, that email doesn't exist. But anyways. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Send it there.
Exactly. Send it there. That's the one we need you to send it to. Send it to dc@tvfanonline.com. Anyways, I just don't understand. Like, he has made this role his own. He has went from being initially not playing that character to being the character. He's made it his own. He has, in my opinion, far better chemistry with Star, his daughter Star. I mean, Todd now has far better chemistry with Star than he ever before. And in my opinion... he definitely ranks as my number two choice, because when I think of recasts in the time frame that I've been watching the ABC soaps, which is since 98.
Oh, that long?
Yeah, I know. It's almost 10 years. I can't believe it. I can't believe that I've been watching
Where ABC. Has the time gone?
Exactly. But in my opinion, he immediately comes to mind for top five. Immediately.
Okay. Well, here
Tell
I
me why I'm not wrong.
I can't disagree, but I can't agree either. This is why. Todd is such a complex character. He is so layered. He has so many issues. He has a pattern of behavior. Okay? I didn't like the original very much at all. I adore Trevor St. John until recently. Recently, I don't see Todd in his performances. I see Trevor St. John in his performances. The Todd Manning that I know and loved, even when Trevor was first cast, was the guy who would choke Kevin with his own tie. Who would bomb the police station to get Blair out of
jail.
But
to be
now
fair,
he's running around and sniffing at Evangeline's heels. I don't think so. That's not Todd.
Hey, Todd and Evangeline are hot.
As compared to what?
Todd and Blair?
Well,
I take that back. All One Life to Live fans, do not email me.
Yes, please do email him. Go ahead.
I dare you. but it could be argued that it is not the character or Trevor St. John as so much as it is the fact that One Life to Live is suffering from a terrible writing slump.
Oh, it's awful. But my point is, because of that writing, he's not rising above it. I don't know, he acts bored in his scenes, and maybe he
is. Well,
he
could be.
Oh, they're boring. It's the most boring soap around because it's the same dialogue every day.
Paint dries faster than One Life to Live moves.
But I adore Trevor St. John, and I loved him up until right after the execution. And I've had a couple people email me and tell me, well, death will do that to a man. Well, guess what? Todd's died before and hasn't changed that drastically. Todd's been locked in a crypt alive with his dead father. And that did not change him that drastically. He was still the same Todd. Now he's Pod. He's not even Todd. He's Pod. And it drives me crazy. And like you said, maybe that's not Trevor St. John's fault, and maybe it is the writing, but I just don't like him right now, and I can't help it. That's just me.
Okay, well, you're entitled to your opinions, no matter how delusional they may be.
Or how delusional you may think they are. All right.
I have no delusions. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Well, get off your drugs, and let's discuss my number one. And if you have issue with this, I can't help you, because my number one is Alicia Minshew, who plays Kendall Hartslater on All My Children. Now, let me explain. My top five was based on how well I liked the original actor.
Okay.
I liked Crystal Khalil just fine on Young and the Restless. I didn't like the way they wrote her, but I liked her just fine. I liked one of the 17 other Kevin Buchanans. I liked a couple of them. I liked Wendy Moritz when she played Dinah Marlar on Guiding Light. I liked Terry Lester when she played Jack Abbott. And who didn't like Kendall Hart when she was played by Sarah Michelle Gellar? Who didn't like her? I can't name one. She was very, very good. But Alicia has made so many people forget that Sarah Michelle Gellar, yes, Buffy, used to play Kendall Hart. Because Alicia, with those big green eyes, and the way she has chemistry with her refrigerator. She is just that good. That is why she is my number one. She has made me forget Sarah Michelle Gellar, and that is not easy to do.
Okay.
How do you put the bake?
Oh, boy. Rubbing my hands together on this one, because I have to choose my words very, very carefully.
Oh, please.
I love her as Kendall. I mean, Kendall and Greenlee are the best frenemies, in some of the best frenemies ever in daytime. Their banter was great. And there's no denying that she is a ringer for looking like Susan Lucci's and Eric Kane's daughter. There's no doubt about that either. I mean, they look as close to mother and daughter as Davita and does as Lily and as the daughter of Drew. I mean, it's just amazing. However, you know how you said in Todd and like phoning in performances?
Mm-hmm.
I won't say that she's phoning in performances, but All My Children is suffering from a worse writing slump than One Life to Live, by far. By far. It's one of the worst written shows currently on in daytime. I mean, only thing worse could potentially be Passions. I mean, and sorry, Passions fans, I know you hate me, but...
We should just have that at the beginning of every podcast.
Yeah, this sorry, is a Passions-free zone or something like that. I don't know. But the thing about it is, I mean, the character and the character over the last year and a half mm-hmm. has just... Ugh. It's almost, I mean, there's no chemistry in Zendel anymore. There
what?
Is, no.
Are you nuts?
There isn't.
Are you nuts? You're nuts.
No,
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
You are crazy.
I was their champion when they started. And they have, I mean, they, watch what we say about writers here, but, and naming no names, but Zendel, All My Children's, had the potential to have a super couple in those two, in Zach and Kendall. And they've destroyed it. And to me, it's just, maybe it's the fact that I've been so disappointed with All My Children for the last year and a half, but I see why you picked her. I respect that you picked her as number one, and I think that she is worthy of it. But I think that she's getting some of the crappiest writing in the character's history right now.
She really is, but did you watch All My Children this week? I know you've been really busy.
I have watched everything but Friday's episode.
Okay.
And then I fast forward because it's the amazing power of DVR.
We love TiVo.
Oh, yeah. And if you would like to sponsor us, TiVo, you're more than
Please.
Welcome.
We'll take your money.
I have two DVRs. I would be more than happy to switch over to two TiVos for free as with free subscription if you paid for them. I'll give you a plug every week. I wouldn't care.
Every week.
Exactly. So what were you going to say?
Well, Friday's episode of Zach and Kendall with Spike when he had the fever was, I could watch that over and over on a loop all the time. And the ratings would go through the roof. They were so adorable. They were so real. They were so couple-y, if that makes sense. They just have it.
You know, we're going to have to start a lexicon for all your new words.
Sorry, that's just me. Hey, we'll have a Lisa Says dictionary.
There we
well,
go.
Anyways, they were just magic. The magic is back for me. Because I was like you, they very nearly destroyed them. And it's only because of Alicia and Torsten Kay, who plays Zach Slater, it's only because of their performances that it's getting anywhere near the way it used to be. And that's just my opinion.
Well,
your number one, Luke, would be?
My number one? I think you will find it very hard to debate my number one.
All right.
For the simple fact that my number one is a recast of an iconic actress who has filled the role, made it her own, and today fans love and adore her, and that would be Constance Towers as Helena Cassidyne. There is no single family in daytime that I enjoy as much as the Cassidyne family, and maybe that's biasing me a little, but when it comes to recasts, for an actress to come in and fill the shoes that of Elizabeth Taylor, who originated the role, and granted she only had a guest spot, but to be able to come in and fill those shoes, make it her own, and make it such an enjoyable experience every time, and even though they're rare, and even though that she, I mean, the writers at General Hospital just don't seem to get it, why they don't have her on more. I mean, obviously
all
something
can be sent to Lisa at tvplanonline.com. Go
ahead. Obviously something's happening, but I mean, Constance Towers, hands down my number one pick as Helena Cassidyne. I mean, I was around, but I didn't watch The Wedding the first time because I was too young. But I mean, yeah. I don't know what to say.
Well, see, that's how good she is, because I forgot she was recast, so that's why she wasn't on my list. I knew that you had picked her as your number one, and I could have changed my list, but I really like your number one. There's really nothing I can say. She's something special. even when she was on Capital, which was one of the worst soaps of all time. She was a shining light on that, and she's just that good. So, end of discussion. I mean, yeah, you're right.
And folks, if you agree or disagree with our top five recasts, be sure to email us at dc@tvfanonline.com. And next week, we are going to be talking about top five. What did we decide on, Lisa?
Top five botched recasts of all time.
There you go. And so if you have botched recasts, then you need to be, and you want to get in on it, email us at dc@tvfanonline.com. And in the meantime, if you haven't visited tvfanonline.com, you need to go to tvfanonline.com, check everything out. If you're a date, obviously if you're listening to this fan, you're going to be a date. If you're listening to this podcast, you're definitely a daytime fan. Click on daytime, see all the great content. Lisa is a columnist on, as well as many others. Belinda, who writes General Hospital, recently interviewed Constance Towers, has a great interview, if I do say so myself. I mean,
and that's
was
not why Luke chose her. Let's just get that straight.
Exactly.
She's just that good.
Exactly. I mean, I did not choose Constance Towers is my number one because she did an interview with us. I chose Constance Towers because she is hands down my favorite recast. Mm-hmm.
And
if
he
she
talks
was
and her all the time,
and
now,
if she so, wasn't, yeah. I'd tell you. If she wasn't, I'd tell you. Because let's face it, I'm going to get some hate mail on some of my picks. And
that's right. Well, TV Fan Online is so much more than just daytime, but that's what we cover on this podcast.
Yes.
And there's so many cool features like the forums where we can just talk to each other. There's a blog. There's a interactive blog where you can post your own blog and thoughts about the daytime
comments.
Shows that we talk about. Please post your comments. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, I want you to know that we do take donations through PayPal if you like our site that much, because, you know, we run on a shoestring budget here. And if you do donate, Luke will send you a picture of himself riding a llama.
Oh, yeah, no, that is not going to happen.
With his clothes on, so.
But I will say this. If you can't afford to donate on PayPal, then be sure to check out the magazine subscriptions, because if you're wanting magazines and for Christmas gifts or whatever, click on the magazine subscriptions. A small percentage of those of your purchases go to help us pay for bandwidth. If not that, you can always go to Amazon by clicking on the Amazon links.
And you shop at Amazon anyway.
Exactly. You know you do. And if you're listening to a podcast, that means that more than likely you're subscribed through iTunes. And if you're subscribed through iTunes and you buy stuff there regularly, then click on those Apple iTunes ads and enter iTunes through the ads on our site, because a few pennies from each of those things goes to helping us pay for bandwidth costs. And we try
a little bit helps.
Oh, exactly. And what we're trying to do here is make this a great site for TV fans of all primetime movies, daytime, everything. And every little bit helps, no matter where it comes from, no matter how little or great it is. We appreciate it. And hope you can help if you can.
Well, it's been great talking to you this week.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And I'm definitely looking forward to next week's botched recast. Should be.
Or botched podcast.
Oh, yeah. There.
we'll see.
Be how it works out. But yes, we will be back next week with top five botched recasts. And in the meantime, email us your top five botched recasts, because we will pick several of your emails for your top five botched recasts, and we will read them on the air if you email them to us. If you don't email them to us, we will hunt you down. Well, okay, maybe
right.
Not.
And I'm good at that. I have Google Earth.
Well,
and
folks,
please don't just send us things just to send. Please be serious about it, because this is fun stuff, guys. Come on.
Yeah. And that's it for this week. We hope that you all have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.